Ease is the natural state, harmony the true habitation. There's a reason for the dis-ease. It signals, it beckons, it prods. Discomfort is God's grace. Dissatisfaction does not allow one to rest in the wasteland. Like a splinter in the mind, itch, needing, scratched, it plays on the fringes of consciousness, where the frayed, sparking edges of the matrix can be perceived. Signposts pointing beyond the current constructs. Go toward that which terrifies, the soft places where there is no defense. Raw, exposed, vulnerable, that is the space of transformation. Surrender control and just be. It hurts, it frightens, but it won't eat you. Silly boy, you're made of stronger stuff than that. Let the false, frightening fiction fade. Hold the ground along the narrow middle way. Waves will wash over, threatening your balance there. But be still and let them pass. Suspend belief so that you might know. And once you know, belief is no longer needed. Now, no more bouncing from side to side like a pinball in a game, seeking solace, addicted to flesh's temporary fix. A junkie hooked on the drugs of thinking, fixing, doing. Yes, no, good, bad, right, wrong, same old round and round. Answers. Solutions are not in a game designed by others, one that is cast like a net upon the sleeping masses. The way leads out of the trap and into the paradox. The lesson requires unlearning and dying so that life may emerge. What is calls and heralds a new morning. Wake up, sleepyhead. Time for dreaming is done.